Welcome back to Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, and I'm here with Brett Martin, founder and CEO of Castle Branch, and Connie Majorette of the Wilmington Chamber of Commerce. We're talking today about economic growth strategy in the region and how that's transformed over the last several years. Are you a local business owner who chose to locate here for a particular reason? Tell us about it by calling 910-343-1138 or send us an email at coastline@whqr.org. You can also ask a question of our guests. Feel free to tweet us at CoastlineHQR. And we have Kim from Wilmington. Welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the show. It's really wonderful learning about the economic growth in our area. My question is really wondering what types of businesses are being courted to come to Wilmington, and is there any chance any chance that we could possibly see the film industry come back and make our help our community be as the colorful quilt that it really is?
Well, that's an interesting question, Kim, because the film incentive idea is something that was mentioned in the Garner report as an important policy recommendation. Connie Majorette, how is that coming along?
We're trying to keep it from dying. I think that's the first thing. We're not going to have a tax credit incentive. That's been made very obvious to us. But right now we're trying to work to get the grant program expanded. So if we can move the grants up some, we hopefully can keep the things that we've had that haven't already left and still attract. We just need to keep our fingers in the business until we can get things adjusted.
Can you give us a little bit of an insider's look in terms of how making the grant a little more robust is moving along in Raleigh? Does that have traction at this point?
We have not heard anything negative, have heard a little bit positive. So without saying too much that I know nothing about other than what I hear from our elected officials, I think there's a chance.
Kim, thanks so much for your call. You're listening to Coastline. We're talking about economic growth in the region. Brett Martin of Castle Branch.
Can I make a comment on Kim's comment? And I think, Kim, you put it great when you called it a colorful quilt, because that's really what is so important to the creative class. When they pick a community like Austin or Boulder, they pick a community that is just that is very colorful. And it's so sad to say that our film industry is not dying. I mean, it needs to be healthy and vibrant as opposed to not dying. It's the wrong side of the coin, Ron, because it's those elements that make Wilmington or any community a really colorful quilt and that will attract the creative class of workers that we all say we want because they bring the higher paying jobs. So they're all connected, as is a quilt.
Brett Martin with Castle Branch, you have participated in the Wilmington Information Technology Exchange. And this is something that's put on by UNCW and has gone on for the last 12 years. What are some of the things that you hear from people when we're talking about the tech sector, about what really draws people to a region? Is it incentives? Do we need to have a robust incentive policy?
Well, I think if you look at the history of communities that have a strong, robust tech community, it really isn't incentives. Incentives are part of the package, but they're not the tip of the spear. Really, the tip of the spear is attracting that class, the creative class, and they're attracted to a lot of the things that we already have. They're attracted to fantastic outdoor activities. They're attracted to a great nightlife. I mean, this is a younger group of people. This group isn't necessarily in their 50s. These are young people who are making up the creative class. So I think we need to realize what is important. I mean, a lot of the festival circuits that we have here, the Kookalorises, the summer surfing festivals, that's what's going to bring the people in. And we spoke a moment ago about spending money to attract businesses. We have to spend money and time attracting people, because it's a chicken and the egg. There's no point in attracting a Google to come here right now. There's not enough people to support that kind of creative, that kind of technology company. But we need to be focused on creating and attracting people. And, you know, lately we've had a lot of visitors to Tech Mountain. And every single one of them say, I'm so shocked that Wilmington is such a fantastic city. Why have I never heard about it? And I'm really getting fed up of hearing that because we have to get the word out.
So what's the answer to that? Why have people not heard of Wilmington?
Well, because I think we're going after – I mean, when we look at pulling people, we're talking about pulling businesses here. But the business leaders don't talk to the rest of the world. We need to pull the people here. And we need exactly what we're doing, but we need to do it in spades. We need to do it so much more because it's the people, the creative class that needs to see Wilmington. When was the last time that an employer was at NC State during their career fair saying, hey, or when was Wilmington there saying, hey, come to Wilmington. Why live in RTP? You know, that class of people would much rather be at the beach. But we're not out making and making that message clear. And as a result, you know, part of the formula we're missing.
Connie, there was news today that Wilmington is the second best place in the United States to start a business. And this is according to NerdWallet.
NerdWallet.
A San Francisco-based company. Can you tell us about that news?
Yeah, they looked at communities over 250,000 people, and they looked at various segments that could be measured across all the MSAs that they studied. And basically, they wanted to know how many businesses in your community employed people, because many, many businesses, more than not, don't have any employees. So how many employed, and then how many people lived in your community, and how many businesses were there per 100 people? And we ended up number two.
Number two.
Number two.
And number one was?
Boulder, Colorado. It's an interesting list. We ended up number two, but the downside that I can see on that is the average revenue of businesses is the lowest on the list of 10. So that's telling me that
– You mean the revenue in Wilmington, the revenue generated by these – right.
Yeah, that it's lower, and probably because of our high number of service – growing service sector. We love the service sector, have to have it there. Right now it's a combination of everything, but we need to focus on, as Brett said, the higher tech jobs that pay more.
And how can we do a better job of that? How can we do a better job getting the story out about Wilmington and what it has to offer?
Well, there are huge budgets involved in that, and right now there's no budget. But I will tell you, things like this and marketing this the result of the NerdWallet survey helps. I mean, those things that you don't have to buy, but you perpetuate the story. So we're trying to figure out every accolade that we can find and get it into markets all across the United States. We have been astounded at how many people tell us they don't know about Wilmington, North Carolina.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking about economic growth in the region, what strategies are local leaders employing, and what are some of the challenges still facing the region. Here in the studio to answer your questions, Wilmington Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Connie Majorette and Castle Branch founder and CEO Brett Martin. And Mark from Carolina Beach, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Thank you. In the dialogue that I consistently hear in these discussions, there's a lot about attracting, you know, bigger businesses, and I understand that to bring more jobs. But as a former owner of several small businesses and now even an independent filmmaker, the focus seems to be on the big folks. How can we help? The film industry was a good example. You know, give millions to those. And although we successfully produced two films in North Carolina, not around this area, but closer to the middle of the state, we found that there just wasn't interest because we weren't big. And so I'm concerned they lost this dialogue because of human nature wanting to associate with the big boys. What's being done to help the little guy, the smaller businesses, which really do employ a lot of people?
Connie Majorette of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Most of our job growth is going to come from small businesses. Landing a biggie is a once in a every very many, many years situation. Talking about the film industry, that is not a big business in Wilmington. That is a conglomeration of many, many, many small businesses. And so those small businesses were helped with the film incentives, not the studios. They didn't go home with lots of money. It kept our people employed and money coming into our economy. I think if you look at the Garner report, for example, one of the things that the city and the county agreed on six priorities to focus on at first. They also agreed not to let any of the priorities go or any of the recommendations go until there was a reason to let them go. But one of the six was making it easier for small businesses to expand. And also the incentive policy that they're putting together right now is based on the number of jobs, but it doesn't have to be a huge number of jobs. So that'll help smaller businesses too.
So this draft economic incentive policy that I think County Manager Chris Coudray is going to be talking with us about in just a few minutes is one of those
it will help with that
pieces
situation.
To the puzzle. Does that help, Mark?
It does. I just hope they don't forget about that, you know,
all right.
The long term.
Thank you so much for your call. And Connie Majorette, that was one of the recommendations from the Garner Report, one of the six that were pulled out as the initial six the county was going to pursue. Brett Martin of Castle Branch, you had a comment.
Well, I think Mark makes a great point that that we can't just be focused on the big home runs. And we're probably not set up for the big home runs. We're not set up to attract massive tech companies. And that's why I think this startup landscape is so important. That's where Calder, Colorado and Boulder has done so well. And, you know, startups are small businesses, but they're great small businesses because they're designed to scale into large businesses. So they're sort of the best of both worlds.
Brett Martin, can you tell us a little bit about Tech Mountain? What is it and what does it do with Castle Branch?
So we're an incubator and we incubate small businesses and we help grow those small businesses into big businesses. We look for businesses that are specifically focused in technology. We have a sweet spot in education technology, helping the colleges in this country do their job better. So that's what we do. We focus on that, and as a result, we bring companies from around the country, small companies and leaders in that space to Wilmington. And in order to foster Wilmington as an education or a tech community, a startup community.
Connie Majorette.
Well, and I think Brett's right. And if you look at the small companies, the startups that we have in this town, we are so lucky. PPD was one employee. Yeah. I'm sure Castle Branch was one employee. I think when you came from Raleigh, you might have had 10, pushing 400 or over 400 now. Live Oak Bank, Encino, we will have those successes and things will grow. But it has to start with the start.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking about economic growth in the region with Connie Majorette of the Chamber of Commerce and Brett Martin of Castle Branch and Tech Mountain. If you have a question or your own local entrepreneurial experience to share, give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org. And Richard from Carolina Beach, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'm a local entrepreneur. I've had a small company in the area for over 25 years. And my question and comment relates to what type of industry and what type of businesses we would like to attract to this area. Two of the biggest drivers of our local economy are tourism and real estate, especially a lot of retirees. Both of these industries are very largely dependent on a clean environment. And I wanted to ask our commentators how the report relates to how we bring in industries that are conducive to what our strengths are. We mentioned Boulder as the number one leader in attracting small businesses in the country. Boulder has very strict environmental laws and very strict views on what they would and would not like in their community. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call, Richard. Connie Majorette, this evokes the recommendation about either doing away with the special use permit or modifying it so that it's what? What's the goal with that?
I think that needs to be clarified. We have never said do away with the special use permit. And in fact, Jay Garner said that's unrealistic to expect.
He said it's politically not feasible.
It's just
at
not
this
going
point.
To happen.
There are a lot of people that feel the way Richard does.
We do need to protect our environment. And so we want processes that people go through so that we know that they're going to be additive to our community. The only the things that we're looking at in the SUP are just making it clear. Tell me what the rules are so I'll know and I'll follow the rules. I talk to our manufacturing community pretty regularly, and every one of them will say, don't mind the rules, just need to know what they are. So the changes that we're pushing for are pretty moderate in that we're just trying to get specificity. Do I have to apply for SUP? If I do, what do I have to provide? Give me a time frame so I know how long it takes. You're basically removing some of the risk out of the SUP.
And for those folks who haven't followed this part of the story closely, the special use permit has been something of a political hot potato for a few years now, ever since Titan Cement announced that they were going to locate in Castle Hayne, part of New Hanover County. Can you talk about how far we've come since 2008 when that was first announced? You actually wrote Connie Majorette about finding common ground. How are we doing?
I think we're doing really well. We have two of our key leaders from the chamber working on Coastal Federation's committee, and we're all looking at what can we agree on. We don't want fights every time we talk about an industry. We don't want to lose our manufacturing base. If you look at our manufacturing base in 2000, it was 8.6% of our economy. It's down to 5.8%. Our manufacturing base are things like GE Nuclear and Corning, and to lose those companies would be devastating. So when they look and see the risk that regulation provides, it scares them to death, and they expand. Again, we talked earlier about most of our growth is coming from expansion. Well, those companies buy additional land in order to expand. So all we need is clarification. I think the Coastal Federation, I think we're all in agreement with that.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking about economic development here, how we're going about it, how we're implementing recommendations from the Gardner Report. Here in the studio to answer your questions, Castle Branch founder and CEO Brett Martin and Wilmington Chamber of Commerce president and CEO Connie Majorette. Clyde from Wilmington, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Hey there. I just want to put in a word for the arts community in Wilmington. I think it's very vibrant and exciting, and I'm excited about it. And I'm hoping that the Chamber of Commerce and business can support the arts, especially through the Arts Council. I have a special interest in the Arts Council, and we're doing really good things downtown. And I think economic reports demonstrate the power of arts to make Wilmington an arts destination. So I'm just a big cheerleader for the arts, and hoping that we're about to do a big mailing from the Arts Council that we'll get as much support as possible financially and otherwise. And we already are from businesses and the Arts Council. It's just an exciting time for the Arts Council, and I wanted to make that little plug.
And Clyde, Connie Majorette wants to respond in just a moment, but the Arts Council is relatively new here.
We've just started. We disappeared about 12 years ago, and we started out a couple of years ago. We are new. We've got support of the State Arts Council. We did a 3-year study to get started and to try to do it right. And we are, and I'm on a couple of committees to look at individual artists. We give out grants. We give out grants to individual artists and arts organizations. And I've looked at these people, the artists, and struggling, and some doing well, but needing all the kind of support that we can get from any corner. And we are new, and you can't unless you've been around for 3 years. There's certain grants you can't apply for, so. We are looking for support and are very excited at the same time about our Arts Council, our Executive Director, Rhonda Bellamy, and about our board.
Connie Majorette.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. As we were working on programs to attract knowledge workers 10 years ago, 8 years ago, arts component was very important. Brett talked about the quilt that is Wilmington, and the arts certainly play a big part in that. On top of that, when the new Arts Council was getting started, we were among the first to send out pledge requests to our members. And so we knew that there was some money there waiting once the Arts Council got started. We also have a piece of pedestrian art on our property right now. So I think if you talk to Rhonda, we work pretty closely with them.
Clyde, thanks so much for your call. Good to hear from you. You're listening to Coastline. We're talking about economic growth in the region, what local leaders are learning about strategies for responsible growth, how they're putting those ideas into practice. Here in the studio to answer your questions are Connie Majorette, president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, and Castle Branch founder and CEO Brett Martin. We talked briefly about the draft incentive policy, which we're going to hear about, I think, in just a couple of minutes from Chris Coudray, New Hanover County Manager. But as we've said, supporting small businesses, better supporting new and small businesses, was part of the recommendation. Besides incentives, what are some of the other ways, Brett Martin, that the county or local governments or the Chamber of Commerce could support those businesses?
I think the most important way is what we've been talking about is making sure that quilt we keep referring to is strong. The arts is a part of it. The environment is a part of it. This big thing called the beach is a part of it. We're so fortunate in Wilmington to have all these components naturally, and I think we need leadership that agrees that this quilt is what's going to bring us forward.
Great. Thanks so much. You're listening to Coastline. We'll be back in 90 seconds. If you have a question, 910-343-1138 is the number to call. This is Coastline.